Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad to have you guys with us. And it is a, what do we say, Don? Would this be the week from Swelter?
Yeah, she's a warm one, and she's getting a little hard to breathe, too, this week.
I know. My heart goes out to all the people in the up in the northern parts of the states. Literally, Michigan, I mean, it doesn't matter. New York, everybody's getting that the burn rate.
Smoke,
so.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're glad to have everybody with us. Sit down, hang tight, another 20 minutes of absolute joy, excitement, and education coming right your way. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Donald, good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be seen as usual.
You've been out gallivanting?
I have.
Yeah. Has it involved a line and...
It has, to
reel,
some degree. But
a rod?
A little bit.
And where was that at?
St. Croix River.
Oh, you did go up there. How did it go?
It was one of those days where the... sun was high, the skies were clear, and the
wind was now
temperature
nil.
Was in the nines.
And then the wind was nil.
There was no wind.
And yep. The fish were nary a soul.
Yes.
Yeah, I figured. How do you like that? I predicted what was going on as you're developing the story.
Yeah.
Well, Ava, you're here.
I am here.
You been doing anything outside lately?
Yeah, trying my best to stay cool in a little kid's splash pad.
There you go. I like that. Good thing. We went out this week to on the river Wednesday, and that was, I will just say, that was an experience that I can say I've never had in my life. We decided we're going to go down and do a little casting. The river temperature, want to take a poke at what the river temperature was?
81.
Would you care to guess again? This is surface temp.
Yeah.
93.
What?
Two different graphs. We had 90. One was 91 and one was 93. So we went to go deep, fish deep, right? We used jigging wraps, and three of us in the boat, we all caught two walleyes each, deep, with jigging wraps, reaction strike. Then we proceeded to keep going. We caught sheephead. I caught a bunch of sheephead on a ripping wrap.
Okay.
Decided to go, all right, let's move. But the whole time, there was no wind. And the population of minnows, they were creating a wake. It was that calm where the pods of minnows were making a wake on the surface. And you could see them all over where we were.
It's called a ripple. It's not a wake.
It was a wake. They were creating a
There's
wake.
There's no minnows making a wake.
Don?
Quarter inch wake.
No, it was probably a half inch at least. But it was a wake.
Yep.
They were moving.
Okay.
And... You're wrecking my story.
Sorry.
You story wrecker. You guys at home, you see what I have to put up with all the time. I try to tell a story, not embellish it, tell it exactly, paint the picture
You're going to lose track where you were at. You're at the wake.
Lake Pepin, it's no wind. We get out there. It's stifling hot. And they're rippling. It's creating ripples, waves in the water.
Okay.
Okay? So anyway, what happens, Don?
I have no idea.
You had no idea? You look on the graph. I kid you not. It looked like a serpent underwater. And that was the top part of the water column. That's how many of the... We think they're shad, but it was insane, the amount of minnows that were there.
Were you looking on side imaging?
Downside. The picture was absolutely
crazy.
Well,
how would you see them on down imaging, unless they're underneath the boat?
Pod. Well, because you can see the pod.
Oh.
But in the actual, your Mega Live in Hummingbird side of it, my buddy's boat, it was crazy. Looked like a serpent. It was just nuts. Anyway, we proceeded to move further up the shoreline, pitching jigs. I got a largemouth. So in our league, which is Wednesday League, we keep track of species. And I got the trifecta last night. That's good. I didn't get a pike, which is unfortunate. But we're moving up to shore, and it's getting to be about 8 o'clock at night. And then we all look up towards the upper end of Lake Pepin, and we see this wall. And it was a wall of, we thought, no way. It was the wall of smoke.
Oh, sure.
Where we were at was just fine.
Yep.
That wall, and we're like, we better go. Because there was nothing you were seeing through it. The whole side of the lake went away, and it was moving kind of diagonally across the lake. We hightailed it back to Lake City. Got not even there, and it rolled in, and you, 100 feet away, you couldn't see a boat.
Yeah, no, it was bad. I actually was, during that time, I was driving back. It was really bad in the Minneapolis metro area, and the closer I got to our location, it was less. And then the next day, it was so heavy in the valley, you couldn't see the other side of the river.
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it was not a good thing. And it was, in fact, that was one of those things you're like, oh, I don't have radar in this boat.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very unfortunate, not only for the people who want to be on the water and out in the outdoors, but for people that actually have health issues.
Mm-hmm. No, it's very unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate.
You see a lot of people. Somebody I was talking to this morning, I said, do you realize that the amount of... when you exercise in this condition, it's like you're smoking 40 packs of cigarettes. It's a crazy number of cigarettes.
Yeah, well, you're in a... Yeah.
Because of the...
Reminds me of being in a bar 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And the funny part is, on Wednesday when we came in, I said, usually I leave the bar to get out of the smoke. Now I'm going into the bar to get out of the smoke. Yep. That's a little odd.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was not good, but... You know, warm temperatures, we just changed up some tactics, went deep, jigging wraps and ripping wraps, and it made all the difference in the world. So, yeah, keep that in mind, guys. They're biting somewhere. You just got to figure out the best location to do that. So, well, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about a friend of mine that recently passed, a very strong fishing advocate in the world of walleye fishing and fishing in general. We'll talk a bit about that. And a new sun protection is available. You may want to stick around for that as well. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.